Today we're going to talk about why plant a church. This is part one in this series, and we're going to be talking about the two kinds of leaven. And we're going to be talking about what it really means to be the good leaven. Well, as we look at Scripture, many of you may ask the question, isn't leaven bad? Today we're going to try to discuss this from a biblical perspective. So first off, what is leaven? I'm going to try not to completely geek out here with my scientific explanation, but I think it is very helpful for us to understand what exactly the metaphor means when leaven is mentioned. Yeast, or leaven, works by consuming sugar and excreting carbon dioxide and alcohol as byproducts. The alcohol is burned off into the air, and the carbon dioxide makes the bread fluffy. Notice that some of the sugars or carbohydrates are consumed. When things are consumed, it means they are broken down. This is a chemical reaction, and the original is completely changed and transformed. It isn't possible to undo this change once it has occurred. Well, some of these chemical changes are good and some are bad. If we look at Moses, he talks about leaven and reminds Israel of their slavery and deliverance. In Exodus 12:17, he states, "And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for on this very day I brought your hosts out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as a statute forever." Here we see the Passover. Leaven is removed to signify that they had to leave in haste. Not using leaven reminded Israel of the leaven of slavery that they experienced, and it reminded them of the miraculous deliverance that God gave them out of Egypt. We see Jesus also talk about leaven in a bad way here in Matthew 16:11. He says, "How is it that you fail to understand that I did not speak about bread? Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Jesus admonishes his followers to understand the spiritual nature of what he was discussing. He compares the teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees as leaven. It mixes in so quickly and changes the entire character of the bread. The religious leaders had just tried to get Jesus to perform a sign to prove his genuineness. This was despite all of the signs he'd already performed. There was no miracle that would convince their unbelieving hearts. The leaven ran deep, and it was not able to be removed without a transformation of the soul. They needed salvation to make them a new creation. There was no way to remove leaven from the bread once it is added. This is a chemical reaction that starts, and it's irreversible. The leaven is there to stay. Here we see this chemical reaction in a bad light. It is a matter of hypocrisy and a refusal to acknowledge God's truth. Paul talks about leaven in 1 Corinthians 5:6-7. He states, "Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb has been sacrificed." Notice he states that you have to be a new lump. Paul is letting believers in Corinth know that it doesn't take much evil to go throughout an entire church. This type of leaven pictures disobedience. He encourages them to cleanse out the old leaven. How can they do this? It is only by purging the evil from among them. There must be church discipline and or repentance. Only God can cleanse a person of their sins. Paul also talks about the leaven of legalism in Galatians 5:7-9. "You are running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? Their persuasion is not from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump." Here we see Paul teaching against the Judaizers and robbing the Galatians of their freedom in Christ. They have been freed from the yoke of slavery, but now they are trying to put it back on. They have had men creep in and start adding burdens on their backs that were removed by the blood of Christ. They start to become more and more things that are necessary for salvation, more boxes to check. It is no longer by grace through faith and repentance, but it now takes circumcision and obeying rituals and traditions of men in order to be saved. How quickly this can happen in any church. I pray that it never happens in ours. So again, most of the leaven that is used in Scripture is stated in a negative way. Yet we get to the following verse, and Jesus spins leaven a little differently. And this is the heart of this short devotional that I want to give us tonight. Jesus shows leaven can be good in Matthew 13:33. He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of flour till it all was leavened. Did you see Jesus say the kingdom of heaven is like leaven? Yes, he certainly did. Leaven, as we have already discussed, is oftentimes mentioned in a bad way. Yet here we see it mentioned positively. We may be a small group, yet God can use small groups to accomplish huge tasks. We are part of God's kingdom. We carry the Holy Spirit, God Himself, with us everywhere we go. The power from God is limitless. Let's be sure to stay dedicated to His plan and watch Him work in amazing ways. Let us be the salt and light to our community, the leaven to our community. Just as salt and leaven cannot be easily removed from a batch of bread, may we have that kind of penetration into this community. I pray that this community is forever changed in a good way because of our presence here. I pray that they see lives, or that we see lives completely transformed by the Word of God and the blood of Christ. Let us pray.